As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby. As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, Katie, so is this stepping into psycho or not? Did she go too far in her stalking or no?
Well, this is where I need you all's input. So I know of a woman who basically was in a relationship for 2 years, and she was engaged with her fiance. And then, like, a couple of months ago, she found out that all along, he was cheating on her with her best friend.
Aww. Foul. That's so foul.
You think?
Yeah. What makes you say that?
Bold
Let
today,
me
aren't
put
you?
My Captain Obvious cap on. And alert the masses that that is foul.
That is another hot take from Chris.
Bold.
I'm known for my boldness, though. I don't know if you know this. It's how I got to where I am. Yes, my ma'am. Hot takes. I hate you, by the way.
You should.
You should. I know you're upset about Gary Vee and all, but don't take it out on me, okay?
So how long is this relationship going on?
Two years.
They're messing. He's messing around with the best friend for 2 years?
Basically since they had been together at the start.
That's even worse than foul, Chris.
Yeah, that is beyond foul.
So then he decides that not only is cheating, you know, that's already bad. He leaves her to go be with the woman, right?
The bestie?
The best friend. Makes the best friend his new girlfriend.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So, of course, this woman, she's hurt. Mm-hmm. She's just been broken up with.
Mm-hmm.
So she disappears for a little bit and stays quiet. She doesn't say anything. Gosh. It's just like, you know.
Yep. Off the radar.
That's the way
off
to do it right radar. There. Let it pass. Let them think they're safe. And then revenge.
Meanwhile, he did not know that she has a group of friends and she has her friends on high alert. She told her friends that, hey, if you see him and my ex-best friend around certain parts of town, let me know.
Katie, have you been on high alert?
I'm not in this. I'm not in this friend group. I'm not one of these high alert peoples. No. But one of her friends let her know when she spotted these two at an ice cream shop.
So she's actively at the ice cream shop, or she spots them there, and she immediately, upon laying eyes on them, calls her friend and is like, your ex-fiance and ex-best friend are here.
Yep.
Okay.
Just having a good old time getting ice cream on your side of town.
They
right?
have like special walkie-talkies for each other.
It's voice message.
Okay.
So she lets her know this. And of course, the woman's like, you know what? I'm going to pull up on them. But they're not going to know. So she drives down to this ice cream shop and she just sits outside and watches until they come out. When they come out, she decides to scare them.
Run them over?
No.
Because that would be also
bad. No. She decides to tell them, basically. So she, like, watches them get in the car, and then she's telling them on their way to wherever they were headed.
So now she's following them.
And then they get on the highway, and she turns it basically into a high-speed chase. So she starts following them, and at some point, I guess he realized, because he was driving, that she was following. So he's trying to lose her, and she is on them. She is on them, like every turn, every move, following them for about 35 minutes.
What? Ooh, that is psycho, but it's a good friend.
35 minutes just to scare them. And then eventually, I guess she was like, you know what? I think they get the message. And then she decided to turn around and go back home.
What was the message?
Yeah, what was the message? That she's psycho?
Yeah, I think what she's trying to say, yes, is that I'm watching your every move. And this is the start, basically.
Okay, that's illegal.
Ooh.
It is?
It just seems
it's stalking.
Like,
it's terroristic threatening. Like, you can go to jail for that.
Did not know that.
I know this because I had a friend go to jail for that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Felony will take the fun right out of stalking.
Yeah. Right. So she's... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just like switch the roles. Like, what if it was a dude and did that to one of your friends? Like, that's terrifying.
For sure.
Well, then you shouldn't have cheated. And then you don't have to worry about me watching you at every move and every turn, you know?
But her energy could be spent on something. I mean, I get it, because I've been there. I've been cheated on, and I've done some stupid stuff. I've stepped into psycho myself, but it's like... being older and wiser now, it's like, oh, your energy could be spent doing something so much better for yourself than like a 35-minute high-speed chase of your ex-fiancé and your bestie.
However, your maturity is not entertaining. So what else
obviously
happened?
Obviously.
That's all she did for then, and now she's just like, I'm gonna keep high alert. She still has her friend group watching them.
Okay.
And her goal, I guess, I don't know what her end goal is, but right now she's gonna try to make their life a living hell.
Why?
For as long as she can.
She needs to move on.
Because she's hurt. Imagine your fiance.
No, I get it.
I'd be pissed.
You know,
I get it. Yeah,
with your best friend, it's time for revenge.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not opposed to the revenge. I just feel like there's better ways to go about it that don't include terroristic threatening.
Well, it also
and stalking.
Like you said, it's so consuming. There's
and that comes with the woman who did a breaking and entering.
Let them go. Don't give them that. It's over. Take the big old L. Deal with the pain and the disloyalty. It's layered, but continuing to be in the middle of that stress.
You got
to
let karma do its thing.
Oh, hell no.
No, sometimes karma don't come around.
Not fast enough.
All right,
anyway.
So she just needs a better plan for the revenge.
There you go.
Okay, got it.
Get it. The Burt Show.